And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Monument to Remembrance, was written by Joseph Mendel and is based on letters written by Emmanuel Roth of Forest Hills, New York, while in Holland under the auspices of the Experiment in International Living.
Remembrance links a day to the days of years past and shapes the image of years not yet counted. I will tell you the events of one day. Let them be a monument to remembrance. It was a day last summer, and it began in the morning in a quiet street of a small city in Holland.
Ach, nee, Willem. Het is dat waar.
Ik kan het wel doen, Gerda.
Mag ik helper? Mag ik...
Huh?
Allow me to help you to... Well, what I mean is... Big stone, you, me, together, easy to carry. See?
Quiet. You make yourself very clear, young man.
I'm so bad at languages, it never occurred to me that you... I'm terribly sorry.
There is no need. I accept your offer, my friend, with thanks.
What? Oh, sure, the stone. It's marble, isn't it? It must have been in a fire. One side is all blackened.
Yes, it was in a fire. If you will lift that end...
Where do you want it?
Here, on this cart.
I used to have a little wagon like that when I was a kid.
I borrowed this one from... A kid. Yeah. Now, in, say, three. There. I thank you. It is a remarkable thing. As I grow older, inanimate objects seem to grow heavier.
Oh.
20 years ago, I carried this stone by myself. You remember, Gerda?
The circumstances are different, Willem.
Very different.
I am glad the young gentleman was here to help you today. You are an American, no? With a group on tour?
I'm alone. I am traveling from place to place on a bicycle.
So, do you like our city, eh?
Fine, fine. That is, I arrived only this morning.
Well, here I am, Mr. Van Tafel. I came to help you. Oh, I see I am too late.
It's all right, Samuel. I had help from
Weisberg. Abram Weisberg.
Oh, well, I can still help you transport the stone.
I'll manage it alone. Listen, Samuel. Mr. Weisberg is a stranger, a visitor. Would it not be appropriate if you served as his guide?
Oh, no. Why, I mean, not today. There won't be time.
We do not begin until late in the
afternoon.
I know,
but
there will be time. Even today.
Well, all right, if you think so. But first, I have arranged to borrow a truck.
Good.
And...
Now, don't forget to show him the university and the new bridge.
But I wanted...
And, of course, you would visit the house in Bellenbrookstraat. William of Orange slept there.
Mr. Van Tafel, the truck...
Now, go on, both of you. I will drive it myself. Oh, only Samuel.
Yes?
I hope it is an open truck so that people can see the storm. And remember...
A Before the war, the old bridge stood here, just where this one is.
The Germans destroyed it?
No, we blew it up. But that did not stop the Germans for long. Why are you smiling?
We blew it up? How old were you then, 1 year?
Almost two.
That's young for a demolition squad.
An infant, yes, it's true. You are thinking that even if I had seen it with my own eyes, I could not remember it. That is also true. Still, I say it again. We blew up the bridge.
All right, Samuel. I remember VE Day. I was 5 years old.
Well, VE Day?
The day the Germans surrendered. My father took me down the street. People were dancing, crying. Do you remember where you were that day? Samuel, I said...
Siehst du, Konrad? Hier ist die Brücke.
Ja, ich komme, Herr Fessner.
Aber das war nicht so. Hm? Oh, excuse me. You are a native of the city.
Yeah? What if I am?
Please, this bridge is not familiar to me. Can you tell me in what year it was constructed? Vielleicht sprechen Sie Deutsch?
The Wehrmacht never saw this bridge, nor the one that stood here before it.
Samuel! Wait for me, Samuel!
Oh. I seem to have offended a young man.
Never mind him, Herr Fessner.
Herr Fessner, such formality after we have traveled for 2 days on one motorcycle.
it was good of you to give me a ride, Arthur. Was this the bridge you told me about?
No. When we came up to the river, how long ago, maybe? Well, 20 years almost.
Yeah.
Only a few stones were left of an old, old bridge. Well, the Luftwaffe, no doubt.
Well, that didn't stop you, did it?
The infantry is always ready to stop, but those engineers. Before we could stretch out on the ground, they threw a pontoon bridge across the river.
Yeah. And then?
Then we marched into the city.
With the finger on the trigger, ready for anything, eh?
I will tell you something, Conrad. You are too eager. If ever you are in a battle, don't try to be a hero. Just follow orders, do what you are told, that's all. The only heroes I ever saw were dead ones. Remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, still, I admit there was a certain excitement. Well, so long ago. We'd better go if you want to reach Eindhoven by this afternoon.
Oh, you were telling me about the battle.
What battle? A few shots and it was finished. Could little Holland stand against the Wehrmacht? Come on, my boy.
Well, aren't you going to look for the landmarks? It's why you came here, isn't it? To see the place where you fought, where you bled?
Du bist romantisch. Are you really interested?
Yes, of course, I am.
All right, then. Hop on, and we'll see what I can remember.
Why are we in such a hurry, Samuel?
It is getting late.
We have all day.
I do not have all day. You heard what Mr. Van Tafel said.
I was thinking, Samuel.
Yes?
If I didn't know better, I would say that you're not very hospitable to visitors in this city.
Well, I'm sorry, Abram. You must be tired from tramping through the streets.
No, I was thinking of the man on the bridge. How short you were with him.
That one? He is a German.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, the war has been over for a long time, long enough to begin to forget.
Maybe it depends on what you have to forget.
It's easier for me than for you, for the Dutch people. I know that.
How do you know what it was like for me, for the Dutch people? For Mr. Van Tafel, who... Oh, never mind.
Who what? Go on.
No, it's getting late, and you still have to see the City Hall.
I don't want to see the City Hall. Or the bed that William of Orange slept in.
No? Then I will take you back to where you left your bicycle.
I'm not interested in sightseeing. I want to know about you, about the Van Tafels.
You are a student, aren't you? You've read the history books. What do you want from me?
I want to know what's not in the history books.
What shall I tell you? For 6 years, all of us, each in his own way, lived with death.
German soldiers were billeted in the house. Upstairs, the Germans, and below, the Van Taffels, and a radio. At night, Willem listened to the BBC broadcasts from London. Listened for the code signals.
He was in the underground?
Yes. Signals for the underground resistance. And every night, Goethe, his wife, opened her sewing machine and sewed to keep the voice of the British announcer from being heard. How many shirts she mended. How many stitches. Listening all the while for boots on the steps, for the crashing of a door. You see? Oh, I did not have to tell you. You knew it.
I'm glad you told me. Samuel, don't be angry if I say this. Von Toffel is not bitter.
He was able to fight back.
Hmm. In a way, it was not our war. We were children, you and I. And yes, the young German who was with the other. What did we know?
On the bridge, you asked me a question. Do you still want an answer?
Of course.
I remember where I was on VE Day. Yes. I was packed together with 1,000 others, looking through an open door and seeing an open gate and no guards. I will tell you what we did. We remained there, April. The door was open, but we remained inside because we did not believe what we saw. Then my father took me by the hand and we crawled out like animals through a hole in the barbed wire.
Samuel, I didn't mean to remind you.
I carry my reminder with me, here in my arm. I've watched the tattooed numbers all my life. They don't move, Abram. They don't grow or change, but only blur a little with the years. Oh, 3 o'clock. I must go.
All day you've been impatient about this mysterious appointment with Mr. Von Toffel.
There is no mystery, only it does not... I don't mean to offend you, but it does not concern you.
How do you know? Yes, I was lucky. There are no numbers tattooed on my arm. But how can you be sure it doesn't concern me?
Maybe I was also lucky. I survived. Abram, do you want to go with me?
Yes, Samuel. Where are we going?
Come, you will see for yourself. Ah, the Germans again. What did they come to see?
What are we looking for, Otto?
The police station. The first shots came from there, you see.
Huh. And that was the beginning of the battle.
Battle. A few grenades, a few bursts from a machine gun, and it was all over. I thought it was on this street. Well, maybe it's the next. I've forgotten. Never mind the police station. Oh, but that cafe over there, Conrad, now that is certainly familiar. Many an afternoon I... You're not listening, Conrad.
That's strange, Otto.
What are you talking about?
Well, people in the street are stopping to look at the truck. There, on the corner, waiting for the traffic light.
Well, what's there to see? An ordinary truck, an ordinary driver?
I think it's the stone they're looking at.
After so many years, Mr. Van Toffel. So many years.
You haven't forgotten, eh?
No, I remember. It's scorched and blackened still. Hmm? Of course. When will it begin?
Soon. As soon as I arrive.
Huh. What are they saying, Otto?
I'm not sure. It seems there's to be some kind of public ceremony. Well, I'll tell you what, Conrad. If you are in the neighborhood, perhaps we will also attend.
The separate hours grow together toward the apex of the day, and single events converge to focus the day's meaning. Now it is late afternoon in a quiet street of the city.
People have been waiting since 3 o'clock, Willem. It's time to begin.
Your son Samuel and our young visitor, they are bringing the stone from the truck, Philip.
Well,
Where shall we put it, Mr. Van Tafel?
Set it down here, Samuel.
Easy, Abram, easy. Abram. Hey, where are you going, Abram?
I feel like an intruder here, Samuel.
You are welcome to stay, my young friend.
It's good of you, Mr. Van Tafel, but...
Intruder is the wrong word. Witness. What is about to take place here should have many witnesses.
Are we ready now, Willem?
It took 20 years, Philip. But everything is ready.
Good. Will everybody...
What are they doing here?
What is it?
Aren't there enough streets in the city that they must walk on this one? Get away from here!
Samuel!
That German's father.
John!
We talked. I mean, if it is not appropriate for us to be here...
Who cares what you fought? Get out!
No, wait.
What for? They have no business here, Mr. Van Tafel.
They are tourists. And this is a public ceremony.
Yes, it is so.
Your companion is young, but you... This is not your first visit to our city, eh?
True.
You have come, in a sense, to recapture the past?
Well, it's perhaps sentimental.
And have you done so? Have you found the remembered locations? The place where the hostages were taken?
Philip!
And the place where they executed those who were taken?
Our son was a hostage. They killed him. What are you doing, Willem? Whom are you injuring?
I know what I am doing, Goethe. If it hurts you and me, or Philip Rosen and Samuel, his son, if it hurts any of us, this is not my intention. But some things must be said in spite of pain.
You will excuse us, please. We will go now.
So soon? Have you visited all the places of the past? The university that was closed, the monuments torn down, the public buildings looted, have you?
If you please.
They are easy to find. They stick in the memory. But here, on this spot was another building.
If I was here before I was a soldier, I was given orders like everyone else.
Was it your hand that lit the fire?
I don't remember.
Was it your hand that threw the scrolls of the Torah into the flames?
It was a synagogue.
Was it your hand?
No, I remember nothing. I tell you,
stop it, Samuel. Stand away from him, all of you.
Why do you keep him here? Why are you protecting him?
I do not keep him. He came to see and to hear, then let him hear the end. Are you listening? That night I came back to the smoking ruins. There was not a Jew left in the city. They had all been taken away. But I came back. And I found this cornerstone scorched in the hot ashes. I took it home and kept it in my house for 20 years. 20 years, do you hear?
Otto, come. Schweig. Be still.
Look. Here it is today on the same spot. Look, I say. You are witnesses. The cornerstone is still here.
There is a silence in which time reaches backward to gather in the years gone and join them with the present moment. Silence filled the street and overflowed, and then it was necessary to speak again.
Why are you still here?
Listen, maybe it is true. Maybe I saw the stone then long ago without knowing it.
You know it now.
Well, what could I do? I was a soldier, as I said, under orders. What could I do?
It is a question you must ask of yourself, not of someone else. And not 20 years late.
But if I ask it now...
You know the answer.
Could I refuse to obey? Would you refuse? Would anyone here...
The choice was yours. The consequence ours.
Choice was mine.
And yet, if you were afraid to choose...
In 20 years, I haven't thought of it. Of choice and consequence.
Yet obeying, you might have wept. lighting the fire, you might at least have prayed to be forgiven.
It never came to my mind. I did nothing. And now?
Now you can begin to ask yourself questions. Why are you waiting, Philip? You're here to dedicate the new synagogue.
Now, Willem? After this?
Yes, now.
The words of dedication would stick in my throat.
Because of them? Witnesses were necessary, Philip, to purge the memory.
I want no witnesses for memories of private grief. Maybe tomorrow, Willem, but not today.
No, today. I'm sorry. It's not for me to speak.
Tell them, Abram, if you understand.
I'm not sure that I do, Mr. Von Tafel. It's only a few hours since I first saw you, all of you. But I know the numbers tattooed on your arm, Samuel. I know the hostages, the concentration camps. How can I say it? I know them not like...
Not from being told, but as if you remembered them, Abram?
Yes. Yes, yes, but even more. As if what happened 20 years ago, 100, 1,000, many times in all the generations, as if I remembered it all.
It's too much. The pain and suffering of one generation are enough.
Not only suffering, Mr. Rosen. Not only destruction. Or else would I be here, or any of us?
Do you hear, Philip? Not only pain and destruction, but also rebuilding. Not only grief, but triumph over grief that finally endures.
Endures. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Do you know the psalm, Abram? The word of the Lord endureth forever.
I am not of your congregation, Mr. Rosen, but we sing the same psalms.
Ah. Well, then, let us set the old cornerstone in the new synagogue and bear witness to endurance. Let the world remember in all the generations that some things cannot be destroyed.
In all the generations, from day to day, a little is lost unless it is remembered. These are the events of one day last year. Let them be a monument to remembrance. If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Azriel Eisenberg of New York City, Executive Vice President of the Jewish Education Committee of New York. Dr. Eisenberg.
We all experience individual memory, But there is also the memory of the group. The collective memory of our people has bound us together. It has preserved our faith. It makes secure our future. Dispersed, fragmentized, diversified, we have lived on. Undismayed, crushed but not broken, we have survived catastrophe and cataclysm. The festivals we celebrate, our way of life, are massive monuments meant to aid the faculty of memory. Leman tiskor, zachor et hayum hazeh. Remember, never forget. These words recur again and again in scriptures and in our sacred literature. The remembrance of God's covenant with Abraham, his covenant with the children of Israel at Sinai, have lived in our hearts to this very day. This stream of common memories, Jewish religious education, tries to transmute into historic consciousness. The teacher strives to transmit, to make vivid memory and consciousness. He gives them reality and relevance. The teacher refines the experiences of our people as values for living. These values, objectified in the curriculum, mold and shape the lives of our future generations. In the Jewish school, learning and knowledge lead to action, personality, and character. For it is in the Jewish school and only in the Jewish school that we recreate our people anew in every generation. It is in the Jewish school that new links are forged in the golden chain of Jewish life. In New York, for example, stimulating, inspiring, guiding, and coordinating the work of over 700 Jewish schools, housing more than 150,000 Jewish children, is the Jewish Education Committee. A few weeks ago, it celebrated the dedication of its new home. We pray that this house may become a wellspring of remembrance. We hope that it will ever be committed to the high calling, to the noble ideal of transmitting the living memories of our faith. And we trust that these memories will become embedded in the consciousness of our children so that we may realize the vision of the prophet, and marked will be their seed among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. Everyone who will see them will call them a community blessed by the Lord.
Thank you, Dr. Eisenberg. Our Eternal Light drama today, Monument to Remembrance by Joseph Mindell, was based on letters written from Holland by Emmanuel Roth of Forest Hills, New York. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Leon Janney as Willem, Theodore Goetz as Otto, Martin Newman as Abram, Larry Robinson as Samuel, Ralph Bell as Rosen, Ethel Everett as Goethe, and William Mason as Conrad. Roger DeCoven was our narrator. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.